Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Andrew, have you... Are you on medication after getting that bill? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you doing?
Good. What happened to you? You got a bill for how much?
I got a bill of 41,023 euros for broadband.
From who?
From Vodafone.
41,023. Were you making movies and uploading them to the world?
You'd think so. Yeah, you'd think so. I took out a broadband deal with Vodafone in 2021.
Right.
And we had endless issues with them, with the router and the speed. And it carried on and on. And each time we phoned, they battled to find my account.
Okay.
But look, anyways, fast forward then to March this year, I just received an email saying that I owed them 41,000 euros. But the strange part of it, the end of the email, it ended off with, "We hope you enjoyed this email." So it didn't sound like the way Vodafone would end off an email. So I thought, well, maybe it was just a scam or something like that. So the next day I phoned Vodafone, got through and normal story when you phone Vodafone, you get the little voice prompts and then you have to wait for the call center. And I got through to the call center in India.
Yeah.
I spoke to the guy there and he went on, took my details, had a look, and he said, "No, your bill, everything's fine. There's no bill for that amount. So don't worry about it. It's obviously just a scam."
Right.
Okay, fine. No hassle. Left it at that, and then about, let's call it a week later, I got another email, but the amount had gone up by 40 euros. So that got me thinking about, okay, well, that sounds like it could be interest. So, you know, maybe this bill's legit, but what?
So it'd gone from 41,023 to 41,063.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
So anyways, I phoned again. And once again, same thing, get through the call center in India and checked on my bill. And he said, "No, there's nothing there." And I said to him, "But it's saying on here, it's broadband." He said, "Oh, no, we'll put you through to another department." I had to wait for that. They put me through to a call center here in Ireland.
Mm.
And I rattled off the numbers on the email. They had a look on there. And she said, "Oh, no, this is actually, it's a business account."
Okay.
And she said, "But she can't do anything about that. She'll have to send me through to another department."
Oh, God.
And I got through, I then got transferred through to Egypt. And, yeah, I chatted to a lady there, and she also put the numbers in. And I knew straight away when she had gone onto the account, because I heard her gasp on the other end, and she was like, "This is for 40,000 euros.
Mm.
And I said, "Yes, okay, right.
So she found an act. Here? So the first guy you rang couldn't find any record of this massive bill.
Couldn't find it, nope.
But then this other call center did.
Yep, they found it. And it was on my name. And I said to her, "Right, well, what's going on here? How can I get a bill of that amount I've never received a bill from Vodafone before. I just out of the blue got the one for 41,000. So what's going on? Mm. Yeah, so she did a little bit of digging on there and she said, no, well, it turns out I had never paid for my broadband when I took out the deal. I said, but all of my accounts, everything I have debit orders.
That's right. You do direct debit, because I know my broadband at home is Vodafone and it's direct debit. Yeah.
That's it. So I said to her, well, then there must have been a mistake when they took my details down or something like that. I said, but okay, still, how do I get a bill of 41,000 euros? I mean, surely they should have, without me paying, they should have stopped my account or frozen my account.
Mm.
So she had a look into it. She said, yes, the account should have been frozen, but it never was. She said, but she can't find anywhere showing as to how my bill got to 41,000.
Yeah.
So anyways, gave them all the details, gave them the whole spiel, and she said, okay, she'll have to get back to me. They have to investigate it. So that took probably about two or 3 weeks.
Mm.
And they got back to me. And they said, no, look, they've actually checked it out and I don't owe the 41,000. I actually owed them was 600 and something euros,
okay,
excluding VAT.
Right.
So I said to her, well, that's fine. I signed up for the broadband. If it wasn't paid, if it wasn't taken off by debit, right, I signed up for it. I used it.
Mm.
I don't have a problem paying the monthly installments, what was due.
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm paying the 41,000.
She said, no. 650 would sound about, like, given their packages, 650 would sound like you hadn't paid for maybe a year or a year and a half, depending on what package you're on.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. And that's exactly it. So I said to her, that's no problem. I don't mind paying my monthly installments that I should have paid. Because it should have been taken off my account by debit order, which they hadn't done.
And did you check your accounts, Andrew, to see if the debits had gone out?
Yes. Yeah, I had checked and nothing had gone through.
Okay. Okay.
So, anyway, I said to her, no, that's no hassle. She sent me an email net with all the details and I paid it. I paid in a lump sum.
Mm.
I contacted them the next day. Sorry, that was a Friday. So I contacted them on the Monday. Long spiel again to get, because I had to get hold of the Egypt department.
You had to find out where this 40,000 came from, and was it being wiped out, because it needs to have been.
This bit. So I got hold of them again, eventually got hold of this, the same lady, and she said, no, she does have the payment. It has come through. So I asked her to please send me proof of payment, send me an email, which I haven't actually received.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And she said to me, look, I mustn't worry about it. The account has been closed, and I don't owe anything else. That 600 and whatever it was, that's it. It's all sorted. Mm-hmm. So,
you still don't Monday, know what the 40,000 was for.
Well, Monday, I get a letter in the post from Vodafone demanding 41,100 and something. So I'm getting a bit worried now because it was an email that I got and they've sent it a few times now. And now they've gone to sending me a letter in the post. So I'm worried that they're going to end up handing me over or blacklisting me or something like that.
I would suggest, Andrew, that what you do
I have no idea about.
Yeah, I would suggest that you contact the communications regulator and show them that bill. That would be my next protocol.
I think that you're actually the second person to tell me that, so I think that will be my next move.
Because you can fill out a full report for them. You can detail what you've been, just like you have done with me. You can detail what's been happening and any communication that you do have from Vodafone, you can add it all in because it sounds like there's an awful mistake has been made. But you've paid what you were told you owe, but this is still hanging over you. Now they're writing to you demanding it.
Yeah, this is it.
It's a bit worrying.
Yes, it's some undue stress that I don't need.
Yeah, because I needless to say, if they go after it through your bank account, I'm assuming it's not there.
I wish I had that amount of money lying around. That'd be fantastic.
Don't we all, fella? Yeah, so I would suggest your next port of call is to... And look, there probably is an explanation. You just need to find out what it is. And the fact that you're passed around from India to Ireland to Egypt, somewhere in between, there's an explanation.
Yeah, this is it. Just trying to find it. And it's just a mission with... It's so difficult. And, you know, the letter that came, I thought, oh, awesome, because on the letter there was an actual phone number.
Right.
So I phoned that number, and straight away you get through to a voice prompt thing, and it asks you, right, is it for broadband or is it for mobile or landline? So I selected for the broadband, and straight away it transferred me through to India again. So... That didn't help. It just
you feel like you're going around in circles. You feel like you feel like you're going around in circles. Andrew, stay in touch with us on this one. Did they send you? Did they send you a repeat or a receipt rather for the 650?
No, I'm still waiting for that because they were supposed to email it through.
Right.
So, and I did contact them yesterday. I got through to Egypt. But the lady that I'm dealing with wasn't there. So they said she was supposed to come in yesterday afternoon. So they said she would phone me yesterday afternoon, which I never did.
Someone on the phone here is suggesting, Andrew, that you take it to one of the major Vodafone shops. This caller had a similar problem a year or two ago, and it was finally sorted out by the staff at the shop. They can cut through bureaucracy for you.
Oh, that sounds like maybe I'll do that. Maybe after work today. I'll
suggest one of the bigger ones, maybe not one of the little small ones. One of the bigger shops.
Yeah,
where they deal with
maybe the in one of the centres. Like,
yeah, and bring everything that you've got. Yeah. Bring all the print out everything that you have and all that. And maybe they can help you with it because that's an awful bill to have hanging over you, even if you know that you didn't rack up €40,000. Andrew, thank you. And stay in touch with us. We'll keep in contact on this one, see how it works out for you. Good man, thanks.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.